does seem to be going to extreme lengths.
Yeah, he is. But I can understand his point. He's trying to help the minority group, which is a good thing. They need it, but they should be qualified because that's an important undertaking and an expensive undertaking.
It is. I've been thinking much the same thing about that. If you were taking a child to the dentist, and the child were big enough to, you know, hear the dentist talk and understand what the dentist was saying, the dentist might say, as the child's sitting there in the chair, "Don't be afraid. I
won't hurt you."
Okay.
That's common.
Yeah.
They do that all the time.
If you are having an argument with somebody and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about your particular point, you would say, "Well, I'm right."
On it.
That's what I was driving at. If someone thanked you, if there were two of you in a car, for example, and you picked up somebody along the highway that you knew, for example, and you gave them a ride somewhere, and they thanked you, you know, they thanked you for the ride, which would be normal, you'd say, probably as a rejoinder sort of, "Don't mention it. We blank going that way
anyway. We were going that way anyway. Glad to have you come along."
If you were talking about the old days when supposedly everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say, "Blank were the good old days."
Those were the good old days.
Okay.
In some way, I guess, yes.
Not all
some
way.
Not altogether.
If somebody asks, "Was it you I saw at the church tonight?" you might say, "No, it
wasn't me."
Okay. We got through that fairly easy. As you notice, these...
I notice they're more complicated. Well, you're trying
form,
to get more words in, I think.
Yeah, and when you're trying to get a verb form used in a sentence, it's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
But I can't afford to tip you. If you were very busy one day, you know, out in your yard, mowing around and everything, and you saw Denny over there just slaving away like he does out there, and somebody came up and said, "You're sure busy," and you came back and said, "Yes, I'm busy, but Denny's..."
Busier than I am. He is most of the time.
He does work out there.
He's a good worker.
Yeah, he is. He knows a lot of stuff, too.
Well, he's made a lot of improvements over there, too.
Oh, yeah.
You can see that
that
he knows what he's doing and what he's accomplished in the length of time he's been there.
He helped me.
Oh, yeah. He did a nice little cup.
Yesterday, he really helped me out. He told me what I had to do to solve the problem. Helped me get a gutter back on.
He's pretty knowledgeable about that kind of stuff, to be as young as he is.
Yeah. He must have worked at it a lot.
Probably been at it all of his life.
Mm-hmm. He likes it, too.
His parents before him were probably in that business.
Mm-hmm. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a what?
A sample.
Mm-hmm. A little girl has on a very becoming dress, and you might say, "My, what a..."
Pretty dress. Said that to Yvonne Wilkes this morning. She did. She had a beautiful dress. Looks good on
her. Suppose now you've got a situation where there are two dresses, and you remark to your wife, "I'm about to get a computer set."